Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Virtually, we're back.
It is Free Talk Live. It is the not quite as serious version on Sunday. We try to have slightly more fun, although our topics can be heavy and all that kind of a thing. We just try to relax a little bit on Sundays and have a show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It is a live call-in radio program. So, if you would like to join us, please dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. And joining me tonight, it's
Steve Classic
and
Mark Edge.
Welcome, Mark.
We're not in the studio tonight.
Well,
no.
You are here, even though you're not here. We've resurrected facsimile, Mark.
That's right.
And it's a pretty good picture of you, albeit you have a little more brown hair.
Yeah, right.
than you do now. But we are happy to have Mark Edge joining us tonight. Of course, listeners who don't know, or who do know, already know, but who don't know, Mark Edge is one of the two founders of this fine radio program, and he's joining us from parts unknown. Are you in a bunker, or is it, are you in a silo, or are you on a boat?
I'm in Florida.
Well, that gives it away.
Well, so much for our secret.
Yep.
Our veil of secrecy has been lifted.
Somewhere in Florida.
Florida.
He's Florida man tonight.
Oh, you are Florida man. Yeah. Oh, I have to do something else. Captain's log, stardate 12102023. I forgot to do that at the beginning, so I've done it now. Okay, now I've gotten all the formalities out of the way.
Awesome.
We can just enjoy the rest of our show. I see you're wearing a Bitcoin shirt, Steve Classic.
Yes, I am.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It seems like it's well-worn, too.
Yeah, I usually wear it on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that a religious thing for you?
No, just...
Mark, you're wearing a shirt our folks at home can't see, but it's... What does it say? Wanted?
Again, if they go to... Isn't it cam.freetalklive.com?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't able to get the visual of you plugged in time. It was actually easier than I thought it was going to be, and then I had one of our producers call me and tell me how easy it was, but we were bumping up against the time to launch the show, so we didn't do the thing. So you are here with us in voice only, but is that a Ross Ulbricht shirt?
No, it's an Ernest Hancock shirt.
Oh.
He's on Mondays here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, indeed. Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
What's the question?
Indeed. All right. We're going to kick things off tonight with a startling story that apparently there is a threat to national security, so much so that Florida Senator Rick Scott, never trust a man with two first names.
Unless it's Ron Paul.
Says that that it is a threat to national security. What is this looming threat, you might ask?
Wow.
This from businessinsider.com. Chinese garlic is a threat to U.S. national security and a severe public health concern, Senator says.
Whew.
It totally is.
Chinese garlic.
Chinese garlic. Not just... Any garlic, but Chinese garlic.
Not like Indian garlic, not.
We're going to have to rename
garlic.
It. You know that, right?
Rename what? Garlic?
Chinese garlic. It's going to have to get renamed because
it's racist
to have bad garlic be called Chinese. Remember when they were calling COVID the Wuhan flu?
Yeah. Oh, was that, they didn't? They stopped calling it
the Chinese virus,
right?
Calling it by the city with which it originated from is racist.
Well, that's because a virus 100 years ago originated in Spanzas, and they called it Spanish flu. And so there you go.
That's the blame deflection. So what possibly could be the big threat that garlic grown in Japan could...
Oh, China.
I'm sorry.
China.
See, I'm being racist again.
China. Maybe you exude too much of the smell if you eat it. I don't know. Too much smell?
Well, let's find out, because I don't like this guy already because he has two first names. Rick Scott, a Florida senator. Florida Senator Rick Scott has called for an investigation.
The governor.
Is he the governor?
He's the governor.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's called for an investigation into garlic imported from China, saying that production methods mean the food could pose a national security risk.
No. Oh,
gosh. There is a severe public health concern over the quality and safety of garlic grown in foreign countries, most notably garlic grown in communist China. Is there a non-communist China?
Just communist. Yes.
There is? Where is it?
Yep, Hong Kong?
Oh, Taiwan.
Taiwan, yes.
So I wonder if that means Taiwan garlic is okay.
I think so.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. All right. The senator said Wednesday, apparently, in a letter to the Department of Commerce. Scott urged the department to open an investigation into the security risk posed by all forms of Chinese imported garlic. Quote, whole or separated into constituent cloves, whether or not peeled, chilled, fresh, frozen, provisionally preserved, or packed in water or other neutral substance, Scott wrote, citing cooking blogs, home magazines, YouTube videos, and documentaries, he claimed that it was well documented that garlic from China was fertilized with human feces and was grown in sewage.
What? Is this our number two story?
No. It's not.
Oh.
Not officially, anyway. This is our number one story.
Ties into number two.
We'll get to the number two story. We actually have a number two story quandary that we'll have to figure out how to solve. But
I think this one takes it.
You haven't heard the other options. or smelled them, as it were.
We have a backlog of number two stories.
Yeah, we might need some fiber to work it out. He also said that garlic was sometimes bleached to make it appear whiter and more appealing to U.S. consumers. Who's the racist one now?
Gotta bleach it. Well, I mean, if it's grown in number two, he'd probably have to make it a little... I don't know. Jeez.
Scott also noted concerns over the import's effects on domestic industries, saying that it could lead to unemployment, decreased public revenue, and loss of investment.
Well, decrease in public revenue. I mean, that's probably his number one concern, being a politician.
Well, I think his number one concern is getting reelected the next go-around, and right now, hating on China is a real Republican thing to do, just like Rick Scott.
Is that really how you get elected? You got to hate on somebody?
Well, that's it.
I mean, it seems a horrible tactic, but, I guess, whatever. He's the type
in a world where cheap garlic is grown in human feces in China, Rick Scott stands above the rest to protect you from Chinese garlic poo.
He's got my vote.
I can't even draw a connection between Chinese garlic and U.S. unemployment or decreased public revenue in the U.S., or loss of investment in the U.S. I don't.
Well, I wonder if there's the garlic lobby might be throwing him a lot of money.
Is there a garlic lobby?
If he's talking like that, there probably is a garlic lobby.
Can you imagine the garlic lobby convention? Right? A bunch of, like, Tic Tacs and Mentos and,
right.
Sticks of gum.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't serve asparagus at that.
And what's the Banaka? The breath spray?
Bianca?
Banaka?
Banaka?
Yeah.
Banaka.
Chinese Banaka.
All right, well, let's continue. A 2017 report from the McGill University Office for Science and Society said that there was no hard evidence showing that sewage was used as fertilizer in China. In any case, there is no problem with this,
Human waste is as effective a fertilizer as is animal waste, the report says. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I know people who have these, or I know of people that have these composting toilets.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You know, like off-grid type people.
Right, put sawdust in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then they take the, you know, the refuse, if you will, and
compost.
Actually put it in the compost pile along with all their other food compost.
Right.
And then, you know, after it does its thing, they spread that on the garden next year or whatever. Right. So, like, using human waste to fertilize a garden is, I mean, it's common.
Well, it also depends on what the humans are eating. If they're eating Cheetos and Doritos and GMO, you probably wouldn't want that as fertilizer, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they can afford those things in rural China where they grow garlic.
Yeah. Maybe all they eat is garlic.
Somebody else, I don't know who they're quoting here, but it says the skin on the garlic bulbs is effective at preventing penetration into the bulb. So they're talking about, you know, if something
safe.
Gets on, you know, the garlic, whatever.
Keeping you safe.
And you should be washing your vegetation before you do anything with it.
Right. Yes, dear everyone, please wash your vegetation before you consume. Some of it will say, please wash. Some of it won't, depending right. on, you know, where you get it from or whatever. But just like, I don't know, my grandmother was like, I don't care where you got it from, wash it before you right. cook it. Wash right. it before yeah. you use it, you know.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Like, what's it going to hurt, right? You know, oh, I've got broccoli here. You right. know, no, don't wash it off. Like, why?
Well, you might have a bird poop on it. Or bug yeah. residue or something.
You will eat the bugs.
You eat the bugs, yeah.
This year, researchers from Swiss agricultural research firm Agriscope also found that fertilizers made from human feces were as safe and effective as traditional ones after carrying out tests on cabbages, the New Scientist reported.
Smells like cabbage.
Cabbage. Isn't that Bostonian for garbage? I got to take out the cabbage.
In my khakis. I can't find
my khakis. Yeah, Thursday night's cabbage night.
Can't find my khakis. Your pants? No, the khakis.
Mark's like, why did I agree to join this show?
It's funny.
The products derived from recycling human urine and feces are viable and safe nitrogen fertilizers for cabbage cultivation, Agriscope's Franziska Hoffner said, per the report. They gave similar yields as conventional fertilizer product and did not show any risk regarding transmission of pathogens or pharmaceuticals. So, there you have it.
Hmm. I'm comfortable already.
Apparently, yeah, I mean, something must be done, obviously, about, you know, this national threat that Chinese garlic
I mean,
is presenting.
There's no other problems in Florida except for this guy Rick Scott is all up in arms about?
Oh, no, he's got red tide to deal with. He doesn't want to deal with that at all.
Oh.
There is runoff in Florida from fertilizer, pesticides, these kind of things, which is creating these algae blooms, which kill fish in the millions around Florida. And they haven't been able to do anything about it since I was a kid. It's only getting worse and worse over time. But, yeah, he's worried about Chinese garlic. Yeah.
Are these fish then that die from this, you know, also, shall we say, tainted, poisonous, whatever?
Yeah, you can't do anything with them, as I understand it.
Because I was just thinking, well, if something is killing millions of fish, that should mean fishermen are doing pretty good with all these free fish.
Scoop them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe they have to float first, and that means that something bad's going. I'm not an expert on salvaging dead fish, but...
You just have to throw them in the compost pile.
Right. That's probably a good idea.
That's probably what he wants to do. Like, we have all these dead fish. What we're going to do, we're going to use that for compost instead of getting the China.
And all of a sudden, garlic surpasses oranges as Florida's cash crop.
Right. Made with composted fish from the runoff.
I will say that China had this big problem with baby food probably 15 years ago where some Chinese businessmen decided it was a good idea to cut baby food with something that contained lead.
Oh, wow.
If I recall the story correctly, and I don't have it sitting here in front of me,
okay.
And you'd have to look it up, but they executed this dude.
Whoa.
So I think it was like 5 or 6 kids in China died and many got ill. And, you know, there's video of him in the courtroom just sort of begging for his life, essentially, and they executed him. Yeah.
Wow.
terrible.
Well, he'd probably be, in the U.S., he'd probably be made the head of the FDA.
Instead of, so I just plugged in added lead to baby food. The first thing that comes up is heavy metals in baby food, and I'm thinking I need to do like a white label, like heavy metal baby food. Do you want your child to rock out and shred?
Right.
You know, is your child already moshing at the age before they learn to walk?
Give your kids Captain Kickass garlic baby food.
It occurs to me that I may be the youngest host tonight, right? I think, Mark, you got at least a year on me. Yeah.
Yep. I'm Steve's, as old as the Super Bowl.
Steve's got a couple years.
Yep.
So you brought up baby food, and I've had this idea for, a week or so now. Everybody knows baby food, right? It's basically pureed, whatever, right?
Pears.
You get a bunch of different flavors. You get like the pear flavor, the peach flavor, or whatever, that kind of a thing. And the reason they do this is because, babies, they don't have teeth, and so the food has to be pureed or whatever so they can eat it easily. Everybody kind of knows this kind of stuff. How come there isn't, or what do you think about the idea of doing a white label rebranding of baby food, maybe like bigger jars, but make it for like, I don't know what to call them, the elderly? Right? Because, they say that you start out, bald with no teeth and in diapers, you end up bald with no teeth and diapers, right? So, shouldn't there also be, an elderly food? What would you call that? What's a good name for that?
Applesauce.
It's like easy open lid.
Well, we're talking marketing here, right? We're talking, what do you brand it? What do you call it?
I think that you can get a higher price per ounce of baby food by claiming your baby food is good and everything in some way, natural and whatever. Mm-hmm. And therefore you can make enough money to put it in little jars and sell it to people. Whereas, and maybe the small quantity that you feed babies might be another reason that one doesn't just throw it in a Vitamix and get whatever they get out of it. But I kind of do this every morning. So almost every morning, I will grab some frozen and fresh fruit and toss them in, make a smoothie for myself. Now, this includes fruit and vegetables. So I'll have spinach and broccoli and all kinds of things in there because the apple and the berries and these kind of things overpower it anyway.
Okay.
So,
Mark, do you use wild blueberries?
No, I get the Wyman's they sell in the grocery store.
Yeah, the wild blueberries. Right?
Oh, is that what they're
saying? Well, yeah, they're wild blueberries. They're Wyman's wild blueberries. That's what I have every morning.
Yeah,
Angie makes me a great smoothie every morning.
They're flash frozen, so they're as fresh as anything.
Right. Yeah?
And that's true with all the vegetables. They're probably fresher than they are in the produce department.
Right, because they pick them at freshness, flash freeze them, instead of picking them early and sitting on a truck with
carbon
dioxide.
What's the difference between freezing and flash freezing? Does somebody go out with a trench coat and open it real quick and then they throw them in the freezer?
Whoa! They're scared. They're frozen.
So one of the things you might ask is, why does tomato sauce that comes in a bottle taste better than sauce that you might make with tomatoes that you bought at the store? And here's the reason. Because the tomatoes you bought at the store weren't ripe, and they were ripened through sort of gas and these kind of things, and they just never reached the peak flavor, whereas tomatoes that ripened on the vine are delicious, and that's what you make pasta sauce with.
They go right into the sauce ingredients when they're peak.
The one time that we had an overabundance of tomatoes when we were growing there in New Hampshire, and my wife decided to make pasta sauce. Now, I thought this was a waste because I was loving the tomatoes. I was just loving them. And then I had the pasta sauce.
It was delicious, wasn't it?
And I had no idea what I had been missing up until that moment in time. And I will never eat pasta sauce other than this again.
And was it the traditional method? So, for example, I keep referring to my grandmother, but she was one of these types of people. She was a prepper. She was a canner, a jar, whatever you want to call it.
Can.
Like, back in the day, they came out of the Depression, right? So, they were frugal, right? Money to them was extra. They grew everything. They hunted every year. They fished every year, right? A majority of their food production was done in the house. And, everything from
stuff
scratch.
That they couldn't grow, they had to buy.
So, yeah. That
was where they spent the money.
Right, yeah. So, if they needed, some goat cheese or something, they didn't have goats, right? They didn't have, But my point is that she would make tomato sauce, and basically, here's what it was. She would take a large pot and put a bunch of tomatoes in it after taking out the stems and leaves and all that stuff. Maybe cut them up or whatever.
Washing it, hopefully.
Washing it before.
Not grown in human.
Have you washed?
She would put like a half an onion in there.
Garlic?
No, just onion.
Oh.
Just onion. And like a bunch of tomatoes. Put that thing on low all damn day. Right? Stir it occasionally, whatever.
Simmer it.
And what would happen is it would just turn to sauce.
Right.
Over the course of a day. Right? It's kind of like...
Like a soup.
Well, like folks who do smoked meats, right?
Oh,
you know,
you gotta
get your smoker. You gotta get it up to like around 200 degrees or so. You know, you gotta prep the meat, whatever it is you're doing, the roast or whatever it is, and low and slow. You let that thing all day, 5, 6, 8 hours isn't uncommon for you to do. You know, a smoked brisket or something like that, depending
brisket.
On the size of it and that kind of thing. So the same kind of goes for tomato sauce, at least the way I saw it. So, Mark, how did your wife make this sauce?
I just thought it was a silly waste of tomatoes until the moment I tasted it, so I didn't pay attention. And also, she managed the garden far more than I did.
Okay.
I just didn't pay attention. I was busy selling ads for Free Talk Live.
Well, and we're glad you did. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here right now today. All right.
Or fresh tomatoes making salsa in the summertime?
We didn't do that. No, yeah.
That's really good.
I make something that I like to call not salsa. It's not guacamole. So I make guacamole, but I just don't put any, you know, like traditional. So it's avocado, onion. It's avocado, onion, and diced tomato.
Okay, so you could
maybe some garlic.
So you can probably jar that and sell that to older people.
Well, I use it as a dip, right?
Instead of the baby food. So. But Mark, I see your point of baby food. You sell it in these like 3 ounce or 4 ounce jars, and you know it's the packaging that costs a lot of money for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at per ounce what baby food tends to cost, but I suspect they're getting a little bit more than what they would get for pureed.
Yeah,
butternut squash,
right?
And that's what you know makes it all worth it. I doubt you know old people are looking to pinch pennies because they're on a budget, so I suspect they'll be buying their stuff and carrying it. Just a guess.
But if they're in a what do we call them?
Retirement community,
a care facility.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then they want it in
five gallon
buckets. Yeah, even better.
Couldn't or do you think there's a market to rebrand what is commonly sold as baby food into something that would be commonly sold as elder food?
No.
All right.
All right.
Mark shooting down the marketing idea. 603-283-6160. Would you eat elder food? Have you fertilized your garlic with fish? Is Chinese garlic a threat to national security, in your opinion? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Top Democratic leaders are condemning a Texas Supreme Court's decision.
The decision was about denying a woman an emergency abortion despite a fatal fetal anomaly. The woman had initially been granted a restraining order to proceed with the abortion, but on Friday, the state's high court put a hold on that ruling, compelling her to continue the pregnancy.
Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed the Republicans are targeting him
him to cause pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle. The eastern U.S. bracing for heavy rain, wind, even some snow. Parts of New York and New England were under storm watches through the weekend and through tonight with winds up to 40 miles per hour. Some of those storms could last into the early Monday morning hours. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That laugh that the guy makes in the bumper music, you go, ha ha. It sounds very sarcastic.
We gotta see if we can find the mix of that and see if we can extract the vocals.
So it's Rebel Inc.
Yeah,
Rebel Inc.
Have them send us a vocal track.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't even know if those guys are a band anymore, really.
Definitely. Ian's got the email addresses. You can get all that stuff.
Cool, okay.
Sweet. They
appreciate us advertising them.
It is Free Talk Live, in case those listeners who don't know what they're tuned into are wondering. We are a live call-in radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the apparent national threat.
National security
risk of Chinese garlic. We've talked about fish as fertilizer, human feces as fertilizer. We've talked about elderly food, which is just repackaged baby food for the elderly.
Which could be fertilizer.
Before we go on, I do want to tell everybody that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. If you're tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar like I am, you can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards.
With significant discounts, by the way.
They do offer some discounts.
Yes.
Some of them are more significant than others.
Well, I mean, I saw one was 10%.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some 10%.
Some of them are pretty good. plus many of the gift cards are, as we said, available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Well, Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send dollars to your bank account, too, in case you still need those for some reason.
FRN.
Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and it's also in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org.
That's like a dash a day. It's a little more than a dash a day.
Daily Dash. That sounds like a game show. It's time for the Daily Dash.
Daily Dash.
Let's go to, I believe this is Tim in Florida calling. Tim, you're on Free Talk.
Florida Man.
I think it is. Mark, you're looking dapper there in your chair.
he's referring to facsimile, Mark.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, I thought nobody could see me. I am in a chair. Yeah. It's amazing that you would guess that, Tim.
I just made guacamole with avocados just like a few minutes ago.
Oh, should we say it? Should we say it? Holy guacamole!
Yep. Avocados, Roman tomatoes, yellow onion, lime, something else, cilantro.
No, garlic. Cilantro. Not that Chinese garlic.
I hope not.
When you're in Florida, Rick Scott's very concerned about that Chinese garlic.
Did you say you're in Florida?
Yeah. Okay, I got a question for each of you.
Go ahead.
Starting with Mark.
Okay.
What happened to the Mark and Ed show? I was really digging that.
The Mark and Ed show? That's where Mark interviews himself?
No, I'm sorry. Edge and Reigns. Yep.
The Reigns and Ed show. I was going to actually do a live mention about that tonight, so thank you for the setup, Tim. Because all you have to do is go to Twitter, and that's for the now X.com, the former Twitter.com, and look for Reigns and Edge, and you will see what we're producing. Also, we're giving out the ripped audio. We're going to be putting that at the end of Free Talk Live's podcast.
Cool.
So you won't be hearing it on the radio right now, but you will be hearing it on Free Talk Live's podcast, and you can find it on YouTube through following our Twitter account, Reigns and Edge.
And for those,
I think that it's a good enough show. I think it's a spectacular enough show, actually, that it should be on one of the nights on the Free Talk Live Network, just my opinion. I'm not too crazy about the Liberty at Night show. Now, the one that replaced you, it's pretty good, Liberty Conspiracy. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Gardner's excellent. Yeah, I recommended him.
He's really knocking it out of the park, too. And every time I talk to him, that dude, he uses the phrase good vibes a lot. But that dude is just one of the most joyous people to talk to. He always seems like he's upbeat and in a good mood and, you know, just sort of ready to take on whatever's in front of him.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the critique, and we do always appreciate any feedback that we get as far as the show goes. At this moment in time, I have just not had the life skills to produce a show every week, so that's really the issue.
All right. And
yeah, you had questions for the rest of us? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, actually, Steve, a few weeks ago, you were on the show with Nikki and someone else, and I was just curious. It was you or Nikki.
It's probably the call screener. Was the call screener on the show, too?
I don't know, but, okay. But someone referred to Nashua as the garbage can of Massachusetts, and I thought that was hilarious.
Boston's trash can. It was Boston's trash can.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, I think it's just like the refugees out of Boston just moved to that area, and it's just, you know, I don't know.
I got you.
It's just a thing. I don't know. I didn't nickname it that.
People are always saying that New Hampshire is getting ruined by the, as they're referred to, the mass holes that move across the border.
Don't mass up New Hampshire.
To mass up New Hampshire, but the best I could tell living there for 15 years is it was just Republicans that were sick and tired of their vote not mattering anything in Massachusetts, so they'd come up to New Hampshire where they felt like they could be heard.
Yeah. I just saw it on a map of New Hampshire. You know, it says hillbillies, you know, are on the West Coast, and then there's the fishermen that are in Portsmouth, mm-hmm. and then there's Boston's trash can. Then there's this little sliver of yellow that you can't afford to live there.
Uh-huh.
And then Winnipesaukee area, it says vacation homes.
Yep.
So that was basically how you break down the counties of New Hampshire.
Winnipesaukee, isn't that where Aerosmith's Steve Perry, Steve Tyler? Pardon me. Captain
Joe Perry?
Shouldn't be. I don't know their names.
Steve. Yes. Too many Steves in the world anyway.
The lead singer of Aerosmith apparently lived on Winnipesaukee. Yeah. But I saw another map where they referred to the Keene area as pumpkins and anarchists.
Yes.
Accurate.
Yes, accurate. All right, Tim, did you have another question?
Do you have a question for the call screener?
Yeah, Captain, have you heard the song Save Your Machine by David Bowie, and are you familiar with the lyrics?
I have heard the song, but no, I'm not familiar with the lyrics.
It's basically a song about an AI computer and a president named President Joe, and he had a dream, and it goes, President Joe once had a dream. The world held his hand, gave them their pledge, so he told them his scheme for a savior machine. They called it the prayer. The answer was law. Its logic stopped war, gave them food, how they adored, till it cried in its boredom. Please don't believe in me. Please disagree with me. Life is too easy. A plague seems quite feasible now, or maybe a war, or I may kill you all. And it goes on like that, and it's pretty cool. You should check it out.
Wow, that's almost Nostradamus-level stuff. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's see. Where are we at here?
There's two other counties in New Hampshire. There's the Antique County between the unused vacation homes and Boston's trash can. And then there's also the Pappas Dartmouth people area. That's, yeah.
You've got the map right there.
I've got the map, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. The rest is just hillbillies.
Well.
It's not entirely inaccurate.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
You know, that's what we call, they live in the mountainous areas, and, you know, that's what we call the country folks here, is we call them hillbillies.
Yeah, they're the New Hampshire version of rednecks, I guess, right? If you will. Mm-hmm. I'm not using that term to be derogatory, just as a description or an analogy. So let's move on to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Derek.
Hey, Derek. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All right. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Been listening to you for probably 10 years or more.
Nice.
Of course, like, my heart goes out to Bonnie and Ian and all of the Crypto Six. You know, I am a Christian anarchist, and they are in my prayers every day.
Awesome.
But I found it, very interesting that on an episode, I listen online, and Bonnie was saying that Ian was reading a book called The God of War by Joseph Kaylor Judson.
Okay.
During his confinement, and I actually published the audiobook version of that book.
Really?
Wow. Did you read it? Did you do the reading of it?
No, I was not the narrator.
Oh, okay.
But, I was the kind of the middleman, the
publisher.
Publisher, right.
Cool.
But I just thought that was really great that Ian was reading that book in prison, or maybe it was jail.
He hasn't been moved to a federal facility yet. He's still being held in, we refer to it as Merrimack County Retreat.
Yeah, it's so awful. I mean, but I wish I could deliver an audiobook copy to him, but he probably...
Yeah, they don't. Well, I don't know. I don't know that you can deliver one to him. This surprised me. Apparently, they make some sort of, I don't know what to call it, other than a retarded version of a tablet available
right.
to the inmates. And he is able to listen to some podcasts and some audiobooks. They do have a library, of course, in the jail. I don't know, like, this is pertaining to only where he's at right now. Obviously, a federal facility will have different things or none of the things. But currently, he is able to enjoy use of a tablet-like device, albeit, you know, locked down. He can't get on the internet. You know, it's the only approved podcasts make it through, that kind of thing. So, obviously, no Free Talk Live.
Right. Wouldn't want to listen
to Free
that.
Talk Live. Honestly, I mean, I did do a short time in jail, in prison.
Okay.
And I know all about that. And it sucks, of course. But, you know, I just, I thought, hey, it's great. He was reading that book that I published as an audiobook. And, you know, I just wanted to offer a free copy of the audiobook to any amplifier or, you know, really.
Where can people find the audio version of that?
On Audible, okay. Amazon, or iTunes.
It's, according to my information here, it's The Gods of War by John Toland.
Correct.
You know, it's possible that I'll be able to get a link to Ian. I have the ability to send him messages on that little tablet that Captain was mentioning. And if you send me whatever message you want to send me through email at marketfreetalklive.com, I will...
Okay, marketfreetalklive.com.
Yep.
It's Mark with a K.
It doesn't matter. I get both.
Oh, really? You're
yep.
smart, dude.
Catch-all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, Derek, thank you so much for the call. And be sure to send that over to Mark, and we'll do what we need to do to get that over to him if we can. We appreciate you. Let's see what else we got.
My little joke, Captain, when I used to talk to advertisers on the phone, they'd ask, you know, is it Mark with a C, Mark with a K? And, of course, you know, all I had to do was talk to Ian, and I'd be able to get whatever joke I wanted to get work. So I said, it's Mark with a C, Mark with a K, or A-hole. Any of those will work.
What about M-A-R-Q?
Right, Marquise.
No U in that, just the Q.
Just the Q.
Or how about M-A-H-R-Q?
Mark. I'm sure that somebody has that spelling.
It's all very breathy.
Yeah, someone's got that spelling.
Let's see. We've got, I believe this is Rob in Vermont calling. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind Mark that Steven Tyler doesn't have a place over in Lake Winnipesaukee. It's over on Sunapee Lake.
Oh.
So, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
So we've answered two questions. Yeah. It's Steven Tyler, not Steve Perry. And it's not Winnipesaukee. It's what was the lake?
Lake Sunapee. Yeah, I believe that's where they have the, it's called the Boneyard. That's where they, you know, get together and they write music and stuff like that. It's pretty fascinating. Cool. I know a guy that's a carpenter that goes over there and does work for him.
Very nice. Very nice.
Cool. Yeah. Rock and roll.
I'm the rock and roll nut guy, so if you have any questions about 70s and 80s rock and roll, Captain, I'm the guy to ask.
Hey, Rob, you mentioned you're one of these people that has a birthday in December. Did it happen already, or is it coming up?
No, not in December. It'll be in January.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
I was going to wish you a happy birthday, but I'll hold off. Because
yeah,
it's just 3 weeks. It's not close.
Off.
All right. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say tonight with Mark here?
I'm really glad to hear that Mark's, you know, doing the show. And it's like a breath of fresh air, brother. I really appreciate it. And I've been listening to Free Talk Live, well, even before Sam Dotson was around during that time. That's quite a while. Ways back.
Probably 2009, thereabouts.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And I'm really hoping that this show is going to continue on. And I've always believed when they said, we're Free Talk Live, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
All right. Hey, Rob, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. Mark, is Free Talk Live going anywhere?
Not to
the moon.
It's you can say more about that than I can. You're the one there making it happen. And I do want to thank you for having me on tonight. So thank you.
No, it's been a while, and it occurred to me, like, people had been asking, like, blah, 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 Mark. And, you know, and I was like, oh, we need to get him on. And then it just so happened that Nikki was taking a day off, and, you know, you had the time available. So here we are. I'm glad to have you.
A few months ago, I think, Mark, you were in town, and Captain called me and says, no, Mark is filling in for you tonight. Like, whoa, I'm honored. Like, please, give me the day off.
Yeah, Mark gets people bumped when he physically shows
up. Right, like first class.
It's part of his...
you're bumped.
Yeah, it's part of his... what are you, Mark? Your kingdom? Your intergalactic... Whatever that was?
Yeah, intergalactic space wizard. Yes, it's part of the privilege. Yeah.
Part of your royalty privilege.
I'm the number two story.
Well, no, you're not. But
I'm just fertilizer for garlic. That's all.
Like, if something happened and, you know, Ian got released, like, somebody would get bumped for him to be on the air. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. It's just how it goes, right? If you're the founder of the program, you know, you get privileges.
It's like having your name at the bar, right? On the at a bar. If some bars have this, that where you are there enough, you get a placard at the bar where the stool is.
Oh, the norm plaque, yeah.
Right, and then if someone is in your seat and the bartender, there's nowhere to sit, the bartender will see you and say, the person who's in your seat has to move.
I got to find a bar that has that so I can get one that says Captain Kickass.
The Moose don't have that?
No.
Well, maybe you should petition
them. At least not the, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I will try to make that happen. You did mention our number two story. And we have a wide variety of selections to choose from. I don't want to go through them all.
A call-in poll?
I think, it's kind of hard to, like, I don't want to give away what these stories might be. So I'm going to make an executive decision and go with the one that both myself and another co-host put in the show prep.
Okay.
And this is from Zero Hedge. French farmers dump manure on government buildings to protest climate hysteria.
Of course that's going to win.
French farmers. It's not, like, what's the difference between all other farmers and French farmers other than they're located in France? Obviously.
I'll tell you the reason is because all the other farmers are too chicken to pump manure into their politicians' offices. And, you know, those French people, they're on the regular doing crap like this.
Yeah. I don't know how much more you'd have to dump off.
I'd like to mention, I just got crap and regular into that sentence.
Wow, you got smoother moves than X-Lax.
Ooh.
No, the conversation is getting quite fibrous.
Yeah. So they're dumping off more manure at the city hall than is already there.
Okay, yes. And this, like, there is a bit of writing here, but I'm just going to... It seems to be a bunch of tweets. So, French farmers are dumping vast quantities of manure on government buildings to protest against excessive environmental regulations that threaten their way of life. The farmers are protesting against this, as well as an EU ban on glyphosate. So, glyphosate...
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Banning things, right? Like,
well, banning poison...
Monsanto?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the thing that kills, people, everything, right?
It kills people.
I know this for a fact because, I've been having to deal with it. Whoever owned my property before had this nice little area of tiger lilies. Now, if you know anything about tiger lilies, you know
can't get rid of them.
That they are infamously tough to get rid of.
Even the deer can't get rid of them.
So, you know, I had some, like, landscaping-type people out to, like, dig up all the bulbs and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we tilled, and then we laid down some landscape paper, and then we put some gravel on top of that. But, like, in the areas that weren't covered by this new landscaping, there are still somehow some of these tiger lilies that are popping up. And this is just at the end of this year. And so I'm looking online for, like, okay, how do I, you know, and it's like, oh, you do this, you do that, do the other thing. And then, like, the overwhelming, like, response is
Roundup.
Glyphosate. Got to use something with glyphosate in it, right? And I'm like, really? All right, fine. So I bought some and I sprayed it in the questionable areas.
I forgive you.
But, like, also, I'm a 51-year-old male, and, you know, there's, like, no children on my property. So, like, I'm not too concerned about it. Like, a little bit getting into the grass, you know, probably negligible.
Yeah. But if everyone does it.
Well, yeah, that's true. French farmers throw manure on government buildings to protest high taxes in agricultural sectors. It says, the tweet claims, this is an effective protest.
This is an effective protest.
They show some...
Here's the one thing I'll say,
okay.
is that although I have a problem with, you know, Monsanto and their herbicides and their pesticides and all these things, the folks in China that are growing garlic don't care at all. And that whatever they're growing, whatever produce is being grown in whatever country it's being grown in, basically all these regulations do is make it so that industrialized nations, farmers, can't compete against these nations, you know, the nations that don't have these rules, and Monsanto does whatever it wants.
Yeah.
That's the difficulty with this. You know, again, I choose... well, I don't do the grocery shopping, but oftentimes I will pick organic over, you know, the normal stuff, just because that's what I choose to do. Because I think that those pesticides and those herbicides are aggression against your neighbor because you can't keep them on your property. So if you've got a, you know, a farm that's sitting on the Mississippi River, that stuff's going to flow off, and it's going to get down the Mississippi River. It's going to flow down, and then it's going to create a giant dead zone at the Mississippi Delta, which it's already there and growing.
Right.
And I think if you're supporting buying glyphosate, you're supporting the industrial government complex, you know, the big farm.
603-283-6160. Are you a farmer, and would you consider spraying manure on government buildings to protest, well, whatever it is you think is wrong with governments? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.